Hello, I'm going to talk about an economic analysis I did of organic poultry production using chicken tractors. These organic poultry production trials were just one component of a larger organic cropping systems study. A long-term study started in 2003 at the Washington State University Research and Extension Station in Puyallup, Washington. So what I did in this study was I compared traditional broiler breeds compared with strains that were better adapted for pastured production. And we measured feed conversion, carcass yields, rate of gain, and mortality. And then I calculated average break-even price per pound for two particular strains. I'm sure we are all aware that there's growing demand for local, humanely raised organic poultry. And what with the widespread growth in farmers' markets, small producers have better access to consumers who are interested in these products. Broiler production has relatively low entry costs. However, there is a need for producers to know their production costs in order to see if there is consumer demand at that price. I'm going to compare two strains of the Cornish cross broiler breed. It's a hybrid meat breed developed for high feed efficiency and quick maturation. The slow Cornish cross is a slower maturing, smaller strain, better adapted to pasture production. It has fewer leg, heart, and heat sensitivity problems, but it results in a smaller carcass, and it takes it longer to develop that smaller carcass. So I'm going to show 5 years of data for the Cornish cross broilers and 4 years of data for the slow Cornish cross. And then also just 1 year, we have 1 year of data for Freedom Rangers and Kosher Kings, two different types of broiler breeds. Do I have a mouse pointer? Use your finger.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So the Cornish cross strain, after 8 weeks, had an average carcass of 4.7 pounds. The slow Cornish cross had a 3.5 pound average carcass yield after 11 weeks, so 25% less weight and 3 weeks longer. The Freedom Rangers had 4.8 pounds in their average carcass yield after 11 weeks, and the Kosher Kings had 3.8 pounds average carcass weight after 10 weeks. The mortality rates were quite a lot higher for the straight Cornish cross at 12% over 5 years. The slow strain had 7%. The Freedom Rangers had 0%. And the Kosher Kings had 25%. I just wanted to note that we had to exclude the 2004 data for the Cornish cross slow because of a fox kill. So I wanted to look at the average cost of feed per bird relative to the average carcass weights. And these are using actual feed prices for that period of time, 2004 through 2011. The average feed costs were $6.20 per bird for the 4.7 pound Cornish cross, $7.05 for the 3.5 pound slow Cornish cross, $9.98 for the 4.8 pound Freedom Rangers, and $7.56 for the feed costs for the 3.8 pound Cornish cross. So, and I'm just going to concentrate the rest of my analysis on the two Cornish cross strains. So the feed conversion rate was a simple calculation of pounds of feed required to produce a pound of carcass. And you can see that the Cornish cross required 3.7 pounds of feed for 1 pound of meat, and the slow Cornish cross required 5.5 pounds of feed for 1 pound of carcass. So that's their fundamental difference, nearly 50% increase in feed costs for this slower strain, slower growing strain. And this is a difficult barrier because we need to educate the consumer that in order to have more normal old-fashioned birds that can run around and play and grow feathers and all those kind of relatively nice things that we think about with humanely raised birds, it requires a lot more feed. Okay, so we wrote a bulletin using 2014 production costs and with a spreadsheet calculator that accompanies it for people to help calculate their own cost of production. And these are the 2014 production costs. The chicks were $1.65 each for the Cornish cross and $1.80 for the slow Cornish cross, and then 27 cents shipping on each. Organic feed was 54 cents a pound for the starter and 51 cents per pound for the grower. And these feed prices are about 40% higher than the average feed cost during the actual study years of 2004 to 2011. So that's another barrier, is higher feed costs. We assumed a slaughter charge assumption of $3.50 per bird. That's what our commercial operations are charging in our state. I also made a land rent assumption of $280 an acre, and that it would require about 0.125 acres per 10 by 10 foot tractor. And I used a $15 per hour charge for general labor. So you can see there's a substantial cost barrier for humanely raised broilers when all costs are considered. The break-even price per pound on the Cornish cross was $5.21 a pound, resulting in a broiler that was $24.53. The slow Cornish cross, the break-even price was $7.88 a pound, resulting in a broiler that was $27.58 for 3.5 pounds, and that is a very high cost per broiler for most households. That's a break-even price. It's no extra profit on top of all costs of production. So I looked at both variable and fixed costs of production, and the break-even cost was calculated as the cost that covers all of these. The fixed costs were annualized using some various assumptions that I'm going to go through briefly. They are about $2.70 a bird compared to the variable costs, which range from about $22 to $25 per bird. Okay. All right, so in the spreadsheets, you can go through and adjust whenever you see red type and put in your own costs, your own feed costs, your own slaughter charges, land rent, labor, etc. They're set up hopefully quite clearly so that you can see when there's red type, this is where you enter your own data to maintain all the calculations correctly. And then the enterprise budgets can give you data in terms of your income for your whole batch, per bird, per pound, and again go through bit by bit. But I wanted to just speak for a moment on how you annualize your fixed costs. For the chicken tractor, we assumed it cost a little over $300 and was worth $15 after 5 years. You simply do a straight line depreciation to get an annual depreciation of $58.52 over a 5 year period. Obviously, you can change those, they're in red type. And then to calculate your annual interest on the capital, that's average amount of capital that's sunk into this investment, you have to specify an interest rate. We specified 6%, getting an annual interest of $9.68. Okay, so our bulletin, PNW 665, Pacific Northwest Bulletin, includes detailed instructions on this 10 by 10 foot movable pin. It has the wheels on the corners and a hand truck, and it allows 1.33 square feet per bird. The Puyallup experiments used 2 5x10 foot pins on their plots. Joel Salatin uses 8x10 foot pins. I just wanted to point out, however, that there's new organic regulations that I believe will require 2 square feet per bird, so you'd only be able to fit 50 birds per batch in the 10x10 foot movable pin. So you can adjust these feed cost assumptions. I have feeders and waterers and a brooder, and I'm assuming that they're worth about $110. They will be worth nothing after 5 years, getting my annualized cost of $22 for depreciation, $3.30 for the interest. And so my total fixed costs for the system are $184 per year with all the depreciation, the interest on your sunk costs, and then $40 assumption for the pasture. Your bottom line will adjust to your situation as you make the changes. And the bulletin can be found by searching for PNW665 or at the tinyurl.com. Places here with tinyurl.com/organic broiler economics for the bulletin, or tinyurl.com/organic broilers. That site's been a little flaky, so you may have to email me, the one with the spreadsheet. We're trying to fix that. It's also published at eExtension, which is extension.org, break-even analysis of small-scale production of pastured organic poultry, a spreadsheet cost calculator. And I forgot to acknowledge my co-authors, Liz Meyer at WSU Puyallup, Andy Berry and Craig Cogger, also at WSU Puyallup. They did extensive work on soil quality considerations, and you can read more about that in their publications. And Kendall Call, my research assistant at WSU. There's my email address if you need to get the spreadsheet. And I have some time for questions. Yes.
If your land would need phosphorus and nitrogen, it seems like you could give a fertilizer value to your feed. Mm-hmm. Because birds will poop out about roughly 80% of what they eat. I mean, in terms of the nutrients. So, like, you know, if a farmer has to buy some fertilizer, then feed effectively is like fertilizer, since most of it actually ends on land, not in bird.
That's a good point, because that was exactly what, you know, it was part of a whole cropping system, and that's why they didn't even worry about the fact that they were actually losing quite a bit of money on their broiler production by charging $3 a pound, because they wanted fertilizer. But yeah, you could do that as a whole system. Yes?
First of all, I think this kind of research actually really matters to small farmers.
Oh, thanks. That's another very good point, that it, the whole system, and that was just, you know, such a guess to put the what I put in there, $40, but it should be some component of a whole system, because obviously it doesn't take that long, 10 weeks or so to raise a broiler, so. Or doing a grazing something else or raising another crop, which is what they did at Puyallup, because they were raising vegetables, so. Another good point, and that's why I really like to use spreadsheets, because so much of the time you're just really just guessing on these assumptions, so you could totally change that.
Oh, and sorry, another comment too about the counting trees of fertilizer. I'd be careful to do that with nitrogen, because most of it's going to volatilize or come easily, but like, I'd be careful to do that for nitrogen, because a lot of that is going to volatilize almost immediately after it's dropped in the field.
Do we have time for one more question? Okay, all right. Thank you.